The following is a class given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj on October 17, 1981 in Honolulu, Hawaii.
I belong to you. If you can, whoever you want to sell me to, you can just sell me. I give myself completely to you, Advaita. That means, just like we say, Jaya Jaya Sita Pati Advaita Gosai Tava Kripa Volle Pai Chaitanya Nitai. Because Lord Chaitanya has given himself to Advaita, whoever Advaita says, oh, give mercy to this person. Immediately Lord Chaitanya gives him mercy. Because he's already sold out to Advaita because of their pure devotion. So Lord Chaitanya is the fountainhead of all the personality expansions. He's the original personality of Godhead come as the devotee, as a devotee of himself. So Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, they would wander around together through the village, through Navadvip, Navadvip, the nine islands, and they would just see different devotees. One time Lord Chaitanya, I just was reviewing this story, pastime, and I was reminded sometimes there are some places like this also in Hawaii, of course, maybe less in Hawaii than in other places, but nonetheless, this was present in Navadvip, or to speak of Hawaii. Lord Chaitanya went to the edge of Navadvip, and he was walking along, and they walked by there on the edge. There were some bootleggers that had made some home brew. They had some wine. They had just made from palm tree drink, and different type of beverage. And he could smell the scent of the wine or alcohol, and suddenly he became absorbed in the mood of Balaram. And he thought of Balaram. Balaram, you know, became very attracted to Varuni, type of honey that was coming from the trees in Vrindavan. Of course, this temple is famous for honey. But Balaram, he likes honey very much. So Lord Balaram took that honey, you know, and he became a little bit intoxicated. Then he called for the Jamuna to come, but the Jamuna hesitated. So then he said, alright, you don't come here, I'm going to divide you into thousands of pieces. And he started to bring the Ganges, the Jamuna, with his plow. And then personified the Jamuna came, realizing the actual position of Lord Balaram. Being the Lord of everyone, the expansion of Krishna, she fell at his lotus feet and begged for forgiveness and immediately came there. So Lord Chaitanya, being the fountainhead of all incarnations, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so the personalities of Rama, Malarama, his Sarup expansion, Sarup, Prakash, they're all within him. So suddenly he became absorbed and he thought, in that mood is Balaram. So he told Sivas, let's go, let's go, let's get up, let's go, I want to go over to the wine house. And Sivas says, no, no, you can't go, you can't go. And Bhattacharya says, no, what do you mean? I am in transcendental platform, nothing can contaminate me. And Sivas, he again said, no, no, you can't go. He refused. And Lord Chaitanya, he was saying, why, you are, this is not your position to forbid me to go anywhere. And Siva said, all right, you can go anywhere, but if you go there, I'm going to take my life in the Ganges. Because who will understand this pastime if you do it? Instead, people will use it as some bad example and they'll themselves criticize and they'll go to hell. So if you decide to do this, I'm committing suicide. I'm jumping into Ganges and taking my life. You can do whatever you like, of course. So it's all right. He didn't go. Because his devotee didn't want him to go, then he... But that, all this is happening, then he came out of the mood of Balaram. And so they are walking. And the devotees. So then when they got up, by the time that time, they'd already got up to the... to that area, and there were a bunch of drunks there who were wearing their towels, just kind of laying around, and they, hey, Haribo! Haribo! Look at this, Gola Hari! Then one guy started jumping up, Jai Gola Hari, Haribo, Haribo, Jai Narayana, Jai Narayana! And he's jumping up and down and dancing, going behind Lord Chaitanya, completely drunk, but he was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, and saying, glory is Narayan, glory. That was it. Yeah, that's a Gohari, he's a real good singer, you should see his group, they play the drum and the cymbal, and they're all like, yeah, Gohari, Gohari! Right. So, of course, other people, they're very put off. Oh, this is very offensive. They don't know who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they're treating him, and so... But Lord Chaitanya started laughing. Sivar started laughing. Because they're chanting Hare Krishna. They're standing chanting Hare Krishna. But some other sannyasis said, why Lord Chaitanya is laughing when these people are doing this is not appropriate. These people are all drunkards. They're sinful people. They shouldn't be chanting Hare Krishna. Neither should anyone be happy for this. But those who are seeing in this critical way, very proud of their austerity, this, that, they're actually wrong. Because, all right, those people were intoxicated, they were engaged in sinful activity. So still because of material association, they had a covering of sinful activity. But that is a thin covering. But in spite of that, everyone was happy to see Lord Chaitanya. Everyone was chanting Hare Krishna and glorifying him in a favorable way, even though they were intoxicated. So they were getting so much sukriti, so much good fortune, because of, even in an intoxicated way, they were offering somehow some service to Lord Chaitanya. They were getting so much spiritual auspicity, spiritual benefit, in spite of the fact that they were covered with some sinful reactions. That was unlimitedly to their benefit. That is our Lord Chaitanya. He didn't take any offense. That now I did chanting Hare Krishna. In this way, their good fortune had begun, even though they were all mad, drunk, nuts. Still they got good fortune. So even if somebody joke sometime or chants Hare Krishna, that's still very good for that person. That makes the devotee inside happy. Sometimes Haridas Thakur would be walking down the street and the kids would be mimicking Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, different ways, you know, and trying to agitate him. So he'd look very stern, like he was angry. Then they'd get more excited that they're being successful. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna! You know. But inside it's been very happy. Oh, they're chanting Hare Krishna. Even there's some offense there or there's some not pure motive, still they're chanting. That is to their benefit. In this way, Hari Das Thakur would somehow or another get everyone to chant, even the naughty boys. You see. Sometimes in Calcutta, they don't seem to have any insane asylums. I think that they just let everybody wander on the street. They have a low budget. So when you do Sankirtan, it is always usual that one or two completely crazy people in the Harinam, they come out and start dancing with the devotees, falling on the ground and then just crazy dancing and everything. Somehow they're still there benefiting. Still they're benefiting. Of course, it's a disturbance of the Harinam. But they're benefiting. As long as they don't get violent or interfere too much, then they're benefiting, even though it's covered up. Still, whatever service one does for Krishna, that's never lost. So Navadvip Dham is such a place that if one commits an offense, Krishna, Chaitanya, Nitai, Panchatattva, they very easily forgive. They don't take offense easily. Only when one of their dear devotees is offended, then it hurts. Otherwise, to themselves, or ordinarily offenses, they're very easy to forgive. In fact, even offense to the Vaishnavas is forgiven in Navadvip Dham. So here, keeping that same mood, by the mercy of the Panchatattva, people that chant the holy name of the Panchatattva and engage in assisting the Sankirtan movement, the Vedas say that after death, a person who does spiritual activity and a person to whom who is supporting it, as well as the person who is receiving the benefit of that, who is accepting that spiritual activities. It's like someone who's preaching, someone who's being preached to, and someone who's supporting the activities of preaching. Everyone is benefited. In this way, someone is contributing for a book, someone is giving. Srila Ramakrishna Swami, we had a joint darshan in Los Angeles, and this point was covered in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he pointed out that this is how, by agata sukriti or by gata sukriti, by unknowing good fortune or by knowingly, calculatingly, the people are getting benefit. Because they're supporting the Sankirtan movement, they're supporting the devotees. The thing is that everything has to be used in the service of Krishna. Everything has to be used in the service of Krishna. We shouldn't allow any time to go wasted from the service of Krishna. Of course, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, every day he would go down in Jagannath Puri to the ocean and take his bath with the devotees. On the way, see Haridas Thakur come back, take Jagannath Prasadam, take out the Sankirtan party, hear Krishna. Everything is there. But one shouldn't lose sight. What is the actual goal of human life? So many little crabs are on the beach, running around, trying to avoid the waves. No one should become one of those little crabs in the next life. That is not the purpose of human life. Purpose is to actually cross over birth, death, old age, disease, to actually achieve our eternal realization, and to actually, the real goal is to have the pure devotional service of the Lord. So that is very difficult to achieve, but by Lord Chaitanya, by the Panchatattva's mercy, it is very easy to achieve, because they are giving it out freely. So to come here under the holy Dham, where Panchatattva are eternally manifesting their mercy to the assembled devotees, is of course our great fortune. So thank you very much for this opportunity. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vanda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Srila Charyata Ki.
Prasadam Ki.